No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Jacob Postgame Show here, wrapping up preseason game number 2. For the Philadelphia Eagles, they lose today 22-13 in what I would call one of the snoozy games you'll ever see in your life. All right, not a whole lot of offense cooking for the birds. Nothing really great outside of a couple plays that we can call out. The Eagles were outgained out-yarded, I guess you could say, in the game today. 331 total yards for the Browns to 88. Total yards for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'll say that again, 331 yards for the Browns to 88 total yards for the Philadelphia Eagles. Not a pretty showing today for the Eagles offense. Not really a pretty showing at all across the board. I think there were a couple good players, a couple pluses, and a couple stock up guys from the game today. But overall, definitely more bad than good. One of those classic preseason games. All right, one of those classic preseason games. But I think overall, you come out of that game, and as an Eagles fan, your initial reaction of it is, all right, the good is Jahad Campbell starting to take strides forward. Andrew Mukuba showed that he is worth at least something, all right, and at the very least, he does live up to that ball hawk, you know, that ball hawk label that he was dubbed to have. So Mukuba is a clear positive, probably the biggest positive of the day today. Okay, and then Jahad Campbell I thought was excellent. Not huge role, but I thought he was good in the role he played. I loved him on that blitz. You know, not all perfect, still learning clearly, but I think overall you get positive out of Jahad Campbell today. Next, I would say Smile Mundon. Smile Mundon had a couple great plays today at linebacker, but again, nothing over the top, but I do like his instinct. I like his ability to sniff out the plays, and I like his tackle ability. You know, Mundon has a good tackle ability as well. So I'll run through kind of the box score with you guys right now. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here on a special Jacob postgame show, a special edition of the show, wrapping up the Eagles preseason game number 2. They're 1-1 in the preseason. They won their week 1 game versus the Cincinnati Bengals. They've now lost their week 2 game versus the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, it kind of puts the cap on a week, everybody, where the Browns beat up on the Eagles. They beat up on them in practice. They beat up on them in the game today. And the Browns just got the better of our team today. Now, I know it's August, and it doesn't matter, and it doesn't matter for shit. But the Browns got the better of this football team this week, and that's not something I think you want in any regard. I mean, I said it earlier on the halftime show, how you do anything is how you do everything, okay? And you want to win, and you want to play well, and you want to give a max effort, and you want to get more than 80 yards of offense. but they weren't able to do that today. So we'll continue to monitor everything the way it goes. We'll talk about all the things that happened today. We'll get John McMullen to join as well once the interviews after the game wrap up. So we'll bring Johnny Mack in here. He'll give us his takeaways. But overall, that was an ugly football game. You know, and before I dive into some of the nitty-gritty, I'll give you guys the box score. I'll give you guys each of the guys that stood out. I want to make a comment. I want to make a proclamation. I want to make something that I've realized this for a long time. But there's something that you realize, and sometimes you realize it at more than other times when you realize it. Sometimes it hits you harder, okay? You know what hit me today? And it's hit me before. I've known this. But you know what hit me today? You guys know what hit me today watching that preseason game for the Philadelphia Eagles today? You know what hit me today? It hit me that every player on that field on both sides of both teams, on both sides of the ball, from the first player out there to the last player on the field in the final minutes of the game, every player on that field has accomplished an extremely hard task. Something very few amounts of people do, something that very few amounts of athletes do, and something that very few amount of football players do. And that's make it to an NFL surface. And when you watch that game, as great as that is, as much of an accomplishment as it is for those players, man, is there still a big difference between the first team and the third team. Man, is there still a difference between the best in the world and NFL players. The best in the world are the best in the world for a reason. And again, I think it's remarkable that anybody gets on that field. I don't care if it's preseason or not. But that was something that hit me today. You're just like, holy shit, man. It's impressive to make it to this point. Only what percentage of college players make it to the league? And then you look and you're like, no disrespect, what you've done is remarkable. But holy shit, you can't compete with the first team. And it's like a different sport. So again, let's get into the box score and then we'll kind of talk about some of our key players. I want you guys to put in the chat what takeaways you have, what players stood out to you. All right, and we'll talk about that all throughout the show. So today, Eagles offense, let's run down the offensive numbers. Kyle McCord, 8 of 16 for 47 yards and a touchdown. 8 of 16 for 47 yards and a touchdown, okay? He had a 77 rating today. Not a great performance from Kyle McCord, but wait, it gets worse. Dorian Thompson-Robinson was 5 for 8. For 17 yards, an average of 2.1 per play, with a 27.1 rating. So Kyle McCord averages 2.9 yards per pass, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson averages 2.1 yards per attempt. Absolutely putrid showing from quarterback 3 and 4. Whoever sounded an alarm, whoever had a thought process, whether no matter how brief, and I was included in this despite it being very brief, whoever had the thought process to trade Tanner McKee, I think as a fan base, we can all collectively say, let's all shut the fuck up, okay? Because I'm not comfortable moving into a football season where you're trying to repeat as champions with either of those two quarterbacks today as your backup, okay? We need Tanner McKee. Tanner McKee's way better than we anticipated, and there is 0% chance, zero scenario I can think of where trading him would make good sense for this team. Bad showing for the quarterbacks today, no matter how you slice it. Let's go into the rushing yards today. Nothing pretty here as well, okay? Montrell Johnson had 6 carries for 20 yards, okay? Keelan Robinson, 6 carries for 9 yards. A.J. Dillon, 3 carries for 7 yards. Kyle McCord, 1 carry for 2 yards. And Shedrick Powell, 3 carries for -5 yards. That's a total of 19 carries for 33 yards. Who's counting? 1.7 per carry. Not a good day for our offensive line. Let's go into our receiving stats today. Anais Smith, I think, solidified himself a little bit further today. All right, he had a punt return. He had a couple catches and a touchdown pass as well. Touchdown reception, I should say, as well. So two catches for 19 yards to Anais Smith with a touchdown on two targets. Taylor Morin had three receptions for 16 yards, good for an average of 5.3, four targets for him. Terrace Marshall had four targets. He had two catches for 15 yards, all right, a 7.5 average. E.J. Jenkins hauled in one catch for 12 yards. Nick Muse hauled in one catch for 7 yards. Keelan Robinson hauled in one catch for 6 yards. Shenderick Powell hauled in one catch for 2 yards. And Giles Jackson hauled in one catch for 1 yards. And to top it all off, A.J. Dillon hauled in one catch on a crazy play for negative 14 yards. That's 13 receptions today for 64 total yards. This was an awful offensive output. Where was Darius Cooper? Is my boy letting me down? Can I blame him or is it on the quarterbacks today? All right. So that's your offensive stats today, everybody. Not exactly a glowing performance offensively. Not exactly a glowing performance offensively. But there were some glowing players today. Andrew Mukuba is the number one player of the day today. All right, he had a massive pick six interception that went back for 75 yards. For those who missed it, it was a very impressive interception. All right, a very impressive interception. And what I mean is, you know, some people, oh, bad throw. I know that Dillon Gabriel was late on the throw. But, you know, a lot of times you see defensive backs who have a ball coming to them. They don't exactly know how to track it properly, how to turn their body around, how to locate and identify where the ball is, and then flip the hips to get upfield the other way. This all happened in a split second where Mukuba is closing in on the route. Dillon was late on the throw. He splits two offensive Browns players, comes through, picks the intercepts it, almost starting to go the other way, turns his body completely, gets upfield, cuts back into the open field, and brings it all the way back for a touchdown. Easily the play of the day today. Easily the play of the day today goes to Andrew Mukuba. And that's not all he did today. He also had a fumble recovery. Okay, so on an actual inside zone running play, which doesn't look like there's any world where the safety should be recovering the fumble, the ball was dropped and Andrew Mukuba was there to scoop it up. So he had two takeaways today in a very small amount of time. They were very close together. And I think, if anything, still more to learn, still more to watch on Mukuba. But I think, if anything, you realize why he's gotten the gamer tag of a ball hawk. Okay, why people called him a ball hawk. So there's no doubt about that. He certainly was that today. Another winner of the day today, I mentioned early in the show, was Jahad Campbell. All right, not a huge sample size, but Jahad Campbell was out there. He had an awesome sack today on a linebacker blitz, right up the middle of the offensive line, almost untouched. The guard tried to kind of come over and chip block him, but it wasn't enough. Jahad bounced right by him, right through him, and immediately got after Dillon Gabriel. Dillon Gabriel saw him coming and was on the move quick. All right. Barely got him down, so maybe some tackling concern there. You want to see Jahad really close that tackle up, but a great play there by Jahad Campbell. I put him in the winner's column today. The other guy who easily hits into the winner's column today is Smile Mundon. Smile Mundon was all over the place today, and not only was he all over the place, but he played with great instinct. He played with great awareness. He played with great versatility in getting off blocks, locating where the play was. An amazing showing of football IQ and football awareness today from Smile Mundon, a fifth-round rookie who is out there really with a good camp, okay? A good camp. Actually, was Mundon a fourth-rounder? He might have been the fourth-rounder. No, fifth-rounder. That's right. He was a fifth-rounder. All right. Another guy who maybe flashed and showed a couple things today was Jacorian Bennett. It was his first game as a Philadelphia Eagle today. I can't say he did too great, but he had a great pass breakup today, and it was really impressive. He kind of played off you know, because he relies on that speed. Played off a little bit. Wide receiver cut toward the middle of the field. Ja'Corian Bennett located, tracked, identified where he was going, used that speed to kind of make up for it. And the second the ball was on the way, he jumped the route, reached the right hand out and across, and swatted it down for an incomplete pass. I thought it was a really nice performance, or at least a really nice play right there by Ja'Corian Bennett. Outside of that, he didn't do too much. He punched the ball out, and it looked like he got hurt again. I worry a little bit about that shoulder. I worry a little bit about that shoulder with Bennett. But overall, a solid showing. And, you know, you like to see that in coverage because I don't think you're feeling exact confidence on Kelee Ringo at this stage of the offseason. So that's another thing to consider is Ringo, whatever he did today. It wasn't bad, but did get beat on that one play. Kind of got caught up in the middle of it. It was almost like a pick play, you know, one of those crossing routes where they try and, you know, naturally pick the cornerbacks, and off he went and picked up the first down. So that was the only one I really saw against Kelee Ringo, but still nothing, didn't see anything overly positive on that front as well. So, excuse me. That's it for Kelee Ringo today. Adoree Jackson was out there early in the game. He didn't get many reps today. For the Darius Cooper watch, many were looking for him. One target today, zero catches, 0 yards. All right. Ringo wasn't great, Prince. He wasn't great. He wasn't great, but I don't think he was burnt toast all day, Prince. I mean, how many catches did he give up, you know? He was out of position, Prince. That's what I don't like about him. He's always out of position to me. He always looks like he's out of position, you know? Pumper, you don't know ball, man. Pumper doesn't know ball, man. This guy thinks that this guy thinks Sid Vicious is coming in. This guy does this. Pump, I'm sorry you don't know ball. If you need, I actually have a book, Pump, back here on the game that I could send you. I could send you it, Pump, if you need it. Just let me know. I'll send it to Asia, Japan, wherever the heck you are. I know you're out of the country. All right. So my question on the quarterbacks is this today, guys, as I think about their poor performance today. Was it more them or was it more the offensive line? And I have to go back and watch some of the plays, but not a pretty day for the offensive line, not a pretty day for the quarterbacks, not a good day for the offense at large, okay? Not a good day for the offense at large. I thought both quarterbacks were pretty underwhelming. I thought the offensive line was extremely underwhelming. It's one of those things where you can't always tell, but today I happen to think the quarterbacks made the offensive line look a little bit worse as opposed to vice versa, where the offensive line can make the quarterbacks look a little bit worse. I thought it was more quarterback than O-line today, but that's not to say we had our all-pro O-line out there. All right, so we'll see. Let's go to some super chats here early in the show. Post-game show edition, Eagles lose today 22-13. They're 1-1 in the preseason as we inch closer to the start of the regular season. There's one preseason game to go. That'll be next Friday at 7:30 p.m. and 3 training camp practices left to go. Those will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday this week. Sydney Prince Swayze checks in and says, Sydney and Ringo are special teams players. I agree with that, Prince, 100%. And Makuba's starting to show some things on the football field. Potentially, you could see a shift coming where Sydney will not be the guy at safety. We will see, though. Okay? We will see what they end up doing. All right, we will see what they end up doing. Prince, appreciate your super chat, brother. Appreciate you as always. Brian Pumper checks in. You clowns better not criticize my seventh heaven. He did his job today. Adoree and Eli Ricks say goodbye. We'll see what happens, Brian Pumper. I cannot sit here and tell you he did his job today. Pumper, how do you define decision? Let me pull that book out and send it your way. Texas T checking in. What's up, Texas T? Do you think the main problem was O-line or quarterback play? I just asked this question, Texas T. I appreciate your super chat. You sent it a little bit ago. I now see that. I told you I think it happened to be a little bit more quarterback today than offensive line, but I can't sit here and say the offensive line was great either. You know, how about that play by Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Shit! Pike off the hands, pops it up, catches it, tries to turn and throw, gets decked as he throws. Throws the ball right up into the air, and KJ Henry intercepts it and returns it for a pick six touchdown for the Cleveland Browns. Not very good today for the quarterbacks, but offensive line wasn't too good either. Rob checking in. What's up, Rob? Good to see you, brother. Xander, there was no way they could play McKee today and highlight 2 weeks in a row that he is the best quarterback on the roster. Oh, I see what Rob's doing. Rob, I see what you're doing. I don't think he's the best quarterback on the roster. I think he's got a skill set that's much different than Jalen's that, you know, people are more enamored by more easily. And I have no problem with that. I'm very happy with Jalen Hurts and feel no desire to hold Tanner back because you don't want to show how good he is. I don't think that's a good way to think about it. I don't think that that's fair to the quarterback that just brought us to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. And quite frankly, I think it's lacking context. I know there's a lot of people out there who think like this and, you know, who don't love Jalen's style, but my message to you would be get used to his style because it's not going anywhere. And I don't think he's going anywhere. So, you know, we can win with him. We've already won with him. He is a great representative for the city. And he does his job, man. And I'm not going to sit here and make this comment. But Tanner McKee is a damn good player. I agree with that. That part of it I agree with. Josh Herman checks in. What's up, my dude? I appreciate it, man. Yo, Big Z, appreciate the promo. Tell your dad I said thanks and happy to support you guys. Jacob Rules, thank you, brother. I appreciate that very, very much. And I'm happy you got in on the promotion. For those who don't know, text Krause right now. Who wants to go to an Eagles game this year and wants a chance to get great seats, all right, for the best deal possible through Jacob Sports? You'll support us. We'll support you with great tickets. Go send Krause a text right now. It's 267-261-3428. That's 267-261-3428. And tell them I sent you from the postgame show. You're interested in the promotion for Eagles tickets with Savvy Seats. Thanks for being here. And thank you, Josh Herman, for getting in on our latest promotion there. Riding the Bench checks in. Member for 9 months. Riding the Bench. Thank you for being a member, brother. The more I watch Ringo, the more I believe that he is out of position because they play him at the wrong position. He looks more like a safety than a cornerback. What about you? Yeah, looks like one, but what does that mean riding the bench? You know, 2 years now with Vic Fangio, Fangio has not even given him a single rep in a single practice, training camp, OTA, preseason game, nothing. They obviously don't want him at safety. I'm not saying you're wrong about the way he looks. I just don't know if that's even on their bingo card or if they, you know, they know more. I think Vic knows more than me. So, you know, I'm not really sure what to make of that player, but I don't really think he's going to be very good. I don't think he has the tools necessary to thrive in the Fangio scheme. You know, I think Ringo would be better off going to somewhere where they're light on corners. They're going to play a lot of press man corner. He can use his physicality and his size, can push off, you know, can stay up close to the receivers. He'll probably get beat a couple of times, but he'll make some plays that way. So I don't really think that this is the right scheme for Kelee Ringo. Okay. Sam Shepard says, Xander, the safety has to tackle. Which safety are you referring to? All right. Jerry says, Hurts is the best quarterback on the roster, but McKee is a better passer. I don't disagree with that. It's just not Jalen's skill set. It's like saying that, you know, Jalen's a better runner than Tom. Yeah, no shit, you know? I don't think that's a bad thing. Jalen is a different type of quarterback. He is a full package quarterback. He does whatever you want him to do to win the game, whatever you need him to do, and I don't view it from the sense of you must be the perfect passer in order to be a good quarterback. There's a lot of other skill sets that go into that position. That position has evolved, has changed, has expanded, has grown, and has shifted in the modern NFL. I mean, how many of the top 10 quarterbacks would you say right now are a dual threat quarterback? Josh Allen is dual threat. Lamar Jackson's dual threat. Jalen Hurts is dual threat. Patrick Mahomes is dual threat. Jaden Daniels is dual threat. You know, I mean, dual threat is what the league has become. And we have one of the best ones at that. So McKee might be a better passer, but that really doesn't mean a whole lot to me. That doesn't tell the full story. So I don't disagree there, Jerry. I don't disagree. I don't think that's a bad comment at all. Curtis says, Z, do you panic more if Q, AJ, Carter, or Jalen get hurt? I can only pick one, Curtis. I'd probably go AJ, then Carter, then Jalen, then Q. Although, I don't know. You might have to put Q higher because of the other corner spot right now. We can't win a game without A.J. Brown. That's why I said A.J. first. We don't seem to win a game without A.J. Brown. All right? Zay, I agree. Jalen does have the mind game over every quarterback as well. All right? I completely agree. Rob says, but those guys can throw the ball. Well, Jalen can throw the ball too. I mean, he did it in the Super Bowl. He did it at a high level in many games last year. It's not his week in, week out MO, but I don't think to say that he can't throw the ball, Rob. I don't think that's being entirely truthful with yourself. I mean, if you want to say that there are better skill set throwers who are dual threats, then all right, that's fine. I might not agree, but I'll entertain the conversation with you. If you're going to say can't throw the ball, you know, I'm not really sure. Paul Miyake, what's up, brother? Appreciate you being here, Paul. I hope I pronounced that last name wrong. Paul Miyake. Paul Miyake? Miyake, I would say. All right. Okay. Paul Miyake. Appreciate you being here, Paul. He says, O-line, Xander. No time for quarterbacks. Almost under siege immediately. Rewatch. I will rewatch. All right. I will rewatch. O-line, not great. Quarterbacks weren't great either, Paul, but I hear you, brother. They can't do much if the O-line's not blocking, so I'll take a look. Admittedly, Paul, I watched the game today. I didn't particularly watch it with binoculars. I didn't put it on tape delay. I didn't go back and review the all 22 of each play as they happened. I kind of just watched it, if you know what I mean. Very boring game today. Very boring game today. Trenton Wright, what's up, brother? He says, Xander, don't worry, man. The game would have looked totally different with solid quarterback play. We'll see, Trenton. I don't know, man. Ja'Korian was getting dusted by Cedric Tillman and Thrash a few times. He did get beat a little bit. All right? He did get beat a little bit. All right? Xander, Cilio is trashing the Eagles on X. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Big Sills coming at the birds, and you guys eat it all up. I will be destroying Big Sills on Monday's edition of the show. I will be absolutely shredding the great Big Sills on Monday's edition of the show. All right? Trotter put on a clinic. Trotter is a good player. Trotter is instinctive. And he's around the ball consistently, which I think is a very positive thing. All right. I think he can get a little better at tackling. I'd like to see him wrap up and not get carried. There was one play he kind of made contact with somebody, got carried a couple yards. But I think overall he's a very instinctive, good player. I like him. I like him where he is right now. And I think Trotter's good, man. I think Trotter's pretty good. I'm happy with him. Marina says, Trotter is too slow and on the small side. He's our worst linebacker. I don't agree, but Munden has looked good. Trotter's looked good. Campbell's looked good. I can understand where you're coming from. Munden does look like a little bit more of a natural athletic linebacker, Marina. I don't fully agree. All right, I don't fully agree. Roll Philly says, it's Jalen, AJ, Q, then Carter. The only reason I don't put Jalen first because, you know, that offense is kind of built to thrive for a small sample size. I'm not saying in a full year that the backups could do what Jalen does, but if you need one game, if you have one game to win, you know, I think you can prevail a little bit easier. Brian Pumper checks in. What's up, brother? Brian Pumper says, I'll tell you why our secondary looks bad. We have no damn pass rush. Edge is definitely the number one issue. Dylan Gabriel was pitching a tent back there. Look, Brian Pumper is actually right about this. I said three times today. I know Ojulari made a couple of plays, but I said three times that I was watching the game with my pops, and I'm like, dude, where are these edge rushers? Do these edge rushers have they done anything? Have they gotten off the ball at all? Have they gotten pressure at all? Have they gotten around the edge? Are they setting the edge? What are they doing? Edge rushers, not good. Brian Pumper, agreed. All right. I did think Mac McWilliams was a small winner of today. All right. Dad says Dylan Gabriel was dumping the ball off nonstop. No edge is going to get there. Well, they weren't great though. But Dylan Gabriel wasn't great. He had a couple nice throws, but he's not too impressive. And he's not too impressive, not over the top impressive. I just chugged a seltzer. I think it's like sitting in there. Kenzo says the pass rush is definitely not doing the corners anything. I agree, Kenzo. I don't think one is that much worse than the other, but I would agree with your analysis that I don't think they're doing the other's favors. All right? I don't think they're doing each other any favors. Matt Dio says, tough to compliment a Clemson player. Well, get you on board with Shipley next. Who's the Clemson player? Makuba? He transferred from there from that shitty school, Dio. He said, fuck this shitty school. I'm out of here. Oh, you're talking about Trotter. No, I like Trotter Jr. And I like Shipley. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem complimenting a Clemson player. I don't have a problem. Digging Dave says, once people digest the film, Trotter won the day. We'll see once we do a little bit of a deep dive. Paul says, I hear you, but they can't cover on the quick stuff either. The two plays Adoree gave up early on. Yeah, he did give up two first downs, I believe, early in the game. Adoree's not great. All right? Adoree's not great. I don't think Adoree is great, but I do think Adoree might end up winning the job because of his veteran. You know, he knows how to play, as John always says. DM says, all I've seen so far is they are only setting the edge. They aren't getting upfield at all. The pressure is coming from the middle when it does come. Good for the run game, but not for the pass. I agree, DM. I agree with you completely. Jahad Campbell is going to be that dude. He is definitely showing major signs. He is definitely showing major signs of positive motion as a football player so far. Jahad Campbell. I don't think it's done and dusted. I don't think it's clear cut. But I do think Jahad Campbell is showing why the Eagles drafted him, why they wanted him desperately, why they were willing to trade up to 23 overall or 22 overall to pick the player. They ended up getting him at 31. And I think Jahad has shown some things. Still a little raw, but overall pretty good. Joe Whip says, I think Adoree will be cut. Joe, I think he will too because he's the oldest guy. And he's the easiest guy probably to cut. But he's certainly not the worst of the bunch when you're talking about strictly on the field. But as you know, Joe, other factors come into play in the 53-man roster. It's just the way it works. All right? It's the way it works here today. So we'll see. Overall, though, I do think, guys, I want you all in the chat to listen up. All right? Hit that like button for me. Thank you very much for being here. Subscribe to the channel if you're new. We cover the Eagles each and every single day. Drop your comments in the live chat. And if you have any questions, any concerns, any things you really want to talk about, drop your super chats down below. They are first in line as always, and they are a major support of the channel. So if you like the channel, you like the content, super chats go a long way in helping keep us on the air. Thank you very much. I want to ask everybody in the chat right now to check in collectively. Let's bring the chat into the show. Winners of the day. Your top three to top five winners of the day today. I'm not going to put a number on it. Who do you believe won the day today? For the Philadelphia Eagles. Who do you believe won the day for the Philadelphia Eagles? Okay. I think the obvious name that we're all well aware of is Makuba. All right. A 75-yard pick six in the second quarter, followed up by a fumble recovery for Andrew Makuba. I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief and said, okay, we might have something in Andrew Makuba. All right. We might have something. And Andrew Makuba. So I think he's a big winner of the day today. My second winner, I told you guys this a little earlier, was I did have Jahad Campbell as one of my winners. All right. I think Jahad Campbell is showing some major flashes, some major signs, and I like what I'm seeing from him. All right. Munden was a winner today for me. I know he got beat on one play, but I do think Munden overall had a good play, showed a great awareness of the game today for Munden. So I liked him as well. I think you could probably put Trotter in the winner category. And you could probably put Bennett in the winner category. I really like that pass breakup that Bennett had. I know there were some other things that happened that weren't so pretty with him. But I think overall, I do think that one pass breakup that he had where he kind of hung back, let the receiver cut across the middle, waited, used his speed to make up ground, and then at the perfect time jumped in front of the route, swatted that ball away. I thought that was excellent by Bennett. So that was pretty good play there by Bennett. Another winner. There you go, Wayne the Pain. That's a good one. Anais Smith. All right, Anais Smith. So Wayne says Makuba and Campbell. Billy Don says Makuba, Campbell, Bennett, and Trotter. It's about my names right there. That Dirty Air says Bennett won by virtue of Dingo being himself. Dirty Air's out on Keely Ringo. Clark says Makuba, Campbell, and Bennett. Good names there. I think we're all in agreement. Makuba, Campbell, No Don, and Bennett. I think you meant Munden. B. Preston says Makuba, Campbell, and Trot. Okay. Most of us have the same names, it appears. Most of us have the same names, it appears. Habibi says, or Habib, I don't know how to say that. Sorry, brother. I don't know if I got it wrong. Habibi. How do I say it? Which one? Ready? Number one option, Habibi. Number two option, Habib. I don't know, brother. You let me know. DTR should be cut. Yeah, he fucking blows. He stinks. Although the offensive line was evidently was apparently brutal as well. So we'll see. All right. I don't think he's going to make it anyway. Habib, thank you, Abe. Thank you, Abe. All right, for helping me out. Curtis says, Zay, I don't like Ringo much, but people are getting it wrong. Not hearing his name is good for a cornerback. Yeah, but I don't think he was in position all the time there, Curtis. I don't think he was in great position all the time. Curtis, does he look like he could do it to you? Or are you just holding up the whatever you can, whatever glimpse of optimism, whatever glimpse of hope you have left on Keely Ringo? Are you latching onto that like it's a do or die, or are you analyzing it objectively? Do you believe in Keely Ringo? Are you comfortable with Keely Ringo being the guy? I'm not sure. Gas says every play I watched, he smothered his guy. Curtis says, no, Z, I don't believe. You're on the money. All right, Curtis, I figured that. Curtis, I'm kind of learning the way you think sometimes, Curtis, which I appreciate. You're a smart guy. I like you being in here. DM says he is horrible. DTR, that is. He was never going to make the 53 anyways. Yeah, he stinks. Clark, what's up, Clark? Member for 3 months. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Off topic. Defense did not look good early. Offense struggled all game. Clark, defense didn't look good. Do I need to rattle back the team stats to you? No shit, they didn't look good. The total yardage today was 331. The Browns, 331. To ready, 88. The Eagles had 88 yards. 331 to 88. One of the shittiest offensive performances you'll ever see. They're lucky they were wearing Eagles jerseys, because I would have turned that thing off a while ago. Dirty Air says, damn, we actually managed 88 yards? That must have been when I fell asleep. Dirty Air, somebody commented on the halftime show. They said, everybody should tape delay this, so if they ever get insomnia, they got something to turn on. Yeah, Makuba had 75, Habib. Habib, Makuba had 75 in one play. One play, and the offense gets 88 in four quarters. How many drives did they have? 10 drives. 10 drives, 88 plays. That's an average of 8.8 yards per play. 8.8? Are you crazy? Yards per drive. 8.8 yards per drive. That is putrid. That is as bad as it gets. I hope Vic is ripping. Z, would you trade Dean for a corner? Slick, I don't think you can trade him right now with that injury, Slick. Look at this guy. Look at this fucking guy. Slick Rick checking in. Slick, you're not new to the channel. I know I've seen you before. Just not here all the time, I don't think. Look at this fucking stud. Slick Rick 09. Guy's got some swagger, some confidence to make the name Slick Rick. All right, Rick. Game knows game. I can respect the confidence, Rick. I don't know if Dean's tradable right now, though, dude. I really don't. I don't. I think with that injury, you're probably not trading him. Maybe you can trade him by the trade deadline. It all depends on those other linebackers. If Munden can play, if Trotter can play, if Jahad Campbell can play, I do think you consider it. Obviously, Zach Bond is not going anywhere. So we'll see. Ernie says, do you think Tanner will play against the Jets? Well, Ernie, I want you to, Ernie, I want you to activate every brain cell you can right now, okay? I want you to activate all of your brain power. I want you to go to the depths of your mind and activate each part of it. And I want you to try and answer your own question. I know you got it in you, Ernie. I know you do. Tanner played in the first preseason game, and he didn't play in the second preseason game. Do you think he will play against the Jets on Friday? Ernie, I think you know the answer to that question. Clark says, if our defense starts like that, we are in trouble. I really hope today was trying stuff, not a real game plan. Clark, that they're not there's no game plan there, brother. There's no game plan there. That's the good news today. There's no game plan there. They're running the playbook. Vic, I mean, you heard, remember, Clark, don't listen to me. Listen to Vic Fangio. After preseason game one, week one, remember when it got asked to Vic Fangio your thoughts on the Kelee Ringo play that Jamar Chase made him eat his jockstrap, okay? And Vic said something very specific. You're trying to see what the player's made of in that situation. You're running cover zero to put a little bit more pressure on the cornerback to see what he can handle, okay? This is not schemed up to maximize your success for a defense right now. So I hear your concern, but not many of our starters played today. The majority of our best defensive players did not play today. Vic did not put any game scheming in to today. This is, you almost, Clark, you almost lean towards seeing what they're made of. If I leave Kelee Ringo on an island, what is he able to do? You know, guys, we're just analyzing the preseason game, guys. Please, I don't want people who, Xander was so negative after the preseason game. What is you thinking we're going to suck now? Guys, we're just analyzing the preseason game. There's no grandiose proclamations coming about the regular season, about the first team defense. You look at certain players, you take away what you saw from certain players in a game like this. You figure out what each player is capable of, what their upsides are, what their deficiencies are, and you go about it that way. You don't look at it like that. And Clark, I'm not bashing on you, Clark. I appreciate the comment, but I do think it's important to talk about. You know, this is not you don't look at this and say, uh-oh, Zarski. You know, you're looking for players. That's why I think it's positive, Trotter. I think it's positive with Campbell. I think it's positive with Makuba. I think it's I didn't think Sidney Brown had as bad of a day as everybody else. But, you know, that's what you're looking for today. Ernie says, my feelings are hurt now. Ernie, you know I love you, brother. Come on, man. I just wanted you to unlock the great depth, the great capacity that you have inside that big noggin, Ernie. I know you got it in you. I know you got it in you, Ernie. CS says, CS, you must not listen to Birds 365 then. Tell me you listen to Birds 365. It's the number one Eagles podcast. I don't give a shit who has an Eagles podcast out there. It is not as good. It's not as informative. And you are not as knowledgeable after listening to it as you are after Birds 365. Come on in, CS. Every Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., the water is fine. The water is fine. Thanks for being here. Of course I do. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it, man. DS says, on a different note, with Krause's recent appearances, I have to give him props on Robertson working out for the Philly so far. He is a Robertson guy, DS. He really is. All right. Do I have to rip anybody else, by the way, about Rob Thompson? Who do I got to rip? Come on in. Let's spend 3.5 minutes real quick on the Philadelphia Phillies. Last night, I had a Nimrod in my DMs on Twitter saying, you're young. You don't know. You don't know what it takes. This is Rob Thompson's fault that John Duran got hit in the leg with a ball. This is all on Rob Thompson. sit down and shut up. This is a man's game. All right? Rob Thompson made zero mistake last night. It's a freak accident. It can happen at any time. And what do you, oh, what do you want to keep the guy in bubble wrap? I got four comments. Fire Rob Thompson. He's managing a great year right now. Come on, man. With the Rob Thompson hate, because Duran takes a ball to the foot. No. No, 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 no. People love to complain is right, Dad. They really do. All right? They really do. Just a stupid sequence of tweets that came at my profile last night. And one guy justified it by saying this. He said, "You're young, Xander." I said, "My age has nothing to do with you being a moron. My age has nothing to do with you being a slapstick and a Nimrod. Come on, man." PR's Tavern, what's up, PR's? Thank you for the super chat, brother. $10, we appreciate you very much. He says, "I know popular opinion, but what about Clowney as a rotational player?" I don't like it, dude. I don't like it. I'm out on it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't think it's the right setup for the team. I don't think it's the right fix for the team. I don't want to hear it. I'm sorry. Thanks for the $10 super chat. I don't want Clowney. I don't want Clowney. All right? I don't want Clowney. Here's Jiggs. Put him in the Nimrod list. It's a non-save situation. You should have never been out there. Okay, buddy. Put him in fucking bubble wrap. Why even trade for the guy, Jiggs? Put him in bubble wrap then until the postseason. Right? Because now the games don't matter, right? Unless it's postseason. What's next, Jiggs? You want to sit Bryce Harper too? Because it's not a do-or-die game, Jiggs? What's next? Bench Kyle Schwarber because you need him in the postseason? What's next, Jiggs? It never ends with you people. It never ends. Keith says, "Member for 9 months." Thank you, Keith. I want to see more of Jakorian. Me too, Keith. I thought he did some things today, man. I thought he did some things today. I thought that pass breakup was an awesome play. I really did. I thought it was an excellent play by him. I love the way he sat back, let the receiver make the move, didn't bite too early, didn't jump too early, didn't make the wrong read, read it, caught up to him, and then he got there, used his speed, and jumped around at the perfect time. So I thought that was a good thing. Brian said things. He did one thing. Well, Pump, what exactly did Keely Ringo do today? Pumper, what exactly did Keely Ringo do today? Here we go. I think we got Johnny Mack coming up. Johnny Mack is coming up. All right. Pump, what did he do today? Because Jakorian did one. On the Keely Ringo card, I got zero. I know he gave up a first down. I saw that play because he couldn't read the crossing route. I know they're tough to cover, so I'm not killing him for it, but I got 1-0 Jakorian over Ringo. All right, Pump. Thought Jakorian was all right. Jake says, "No, I want to sit Casty." All right, Jiggs, I can respect that pushback. Quadir says, I hope I pronounced that right, Quadir. Quadir? I don't know. Let me know. I'm normally pretty good with pronunciations, but that's a tough one for me. Man, we lost it because it was hot. It was hot, dude. I think I saw a tweet that Andrew Makuba ran to the sideline and yacked everywhere. So it was definitely hot today, man. Ringo gave Pumper a boner, so he did do something. Yeah, I guess that's something. PR said, any options out there for edge and free agency? Love the show. PR, thanks for the compliment, man. Appreciate you watching the show. Appreciate you listening. We love all of our supporters here that check in each and every single day, and you're one of those people. So thank you very much. Johnny Mack's going to be with us in a couple of seconds. I don't know how many free agent edge rushers are out there. I don't think many, dude. It's August 16th, you know? Like, I feel like August 16th, you get to a point where you're not expecting a lot of people to be available. You know, it's pretty done. It's pretty done and dusted at this point. Okay. Jack Straw, I'm with you, man. That was my big takeaway of the day. I think you learned a little bit about Makuba today, but overall, not great. If you guys have certain players you want me to ask Johnny Mack about, drop them in the chat below. All right, put them in here. If you have super chats for John, I will read them as well. So you can drop your super chats down below for Johnny Mack. He's coming up in just a second. I just heard from him just a second ago. All right. Clark says, I think Campbell looked like he learned from game one. I agree, Clark. I thought that was a positive sign, and I'm happy you picked that up, Clark, because it's a young player. He's a raw player. He's obviously got all the athleticism, the speed, the strength, the physicality, everything you want. But learning how to play the game at the NFL level is a different beast. And I do agree with you that he showed real improvement from 1 week to the next week. So well done for Jahad Campbell. Good job by you to pick up on that. All right. Habib, that's a good question. I'm not sure where Eli Ricks was today. Was he even out there? I maybe not was not watching closely enough. I had to rub the eyes. All right. David Golden says, how we should have kept some players. You know, David, I can't help but kind of agree with you. I'm wondering, guys, did we give up too much on defense? What do you guys think, man? You guys think we gave up too much on defense? I think we're in a position to prevail, but we lost a lot of guys on defense, man. We lost a lot of guys on defense. It's just an unfortunate. Look, the NFL is hard, man. Like, I know people want me to just say we're going to repeat all, you know, and look, I feel like we have a great chance to repeat, but it's hard. It's fucking hard. It's really, really hard. That's why we have two Super Bowls in the history of our franchise. It's a really hard thing to do. And I just wonder if the defensive changes that have been made, you know, will be too much, but we will see. We got Johnny Mack checking in right now. I see him live from the NovaCare complex. Boy, that was a snooze fest to watch on TV. I can't imagine how it was to watch in person. Maybe a little bit better. It might have been hot. Let's go to our main man, Johnny Mack, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. There's nobody better covering this football team right now than Johnny Mack. Let's bring him up right now on the Jacob Game Show. Johnny Mack, welcome in to a week two preseason game edition. Eagles lose the game today, 22-13. How you doing in the Saturday afternoon, Johnny Mack?
Woo! Yeah, that was a tough one. Just tremendously ugly offensively to the point where, you know, I just got done talking to Nick Sirianni. You're asking, like, what are you going to ask about with this particular game? And there were two guys, Drew Makuba and Nia Smith, I think, that really showed out a little bit in different difficult circumstances. If it wasn't for Drew Makuba getting those turnovers, I mean, this would have been really ugly and lopsided for the Browns. 331-88, that was the total yardage differential. 88 yards of total offense.
John, I've been ripping into it since I started the show 50 minutes ago.
I always say, you know, a lot of times these cuts take care of themselves. And, you know, people are worried about, well, can you lose Kyle McCord? Can you lose Dorian Thompson? Waivers, I said that the other day on the show, tremendously overrated. Nobody's looking at this film and saying, I got to have this guy, I got to have that guy, I got to have this guy. So the Eagles are going to be able to generally get who they want on the practice squad. Just an ugly performance, you know. Bunch of defensive players played, as we said. Nobody on offense essentially played, even Tanner McKee, Tyler Steen, you know. So from that standpoint, you could take some positives, some negatives. I think Drew Makuba put himself back in the conversation. Anytime you make plays, even though, look, that was a late throw by Dillon Gabriel. That was a poor decision by Dillon Gabriel, but when you take the ball back 75 yards, people notice for pick six. And then
I thought same it was great job by him, John, too. Not every corner would. It's one thing to see it coming, and it's one thing for the pass to be late, but to be able to turn your body, receive the ball, and then go right the other way, that's a skill set for sure.
And then the fumble recovery, which, again, was a poor sort of exchange between Gabriel and Strong. He was right there, you know, but you're in a position. And that's what the people, that's what Nick talked about, is this guy took the football away at Texas, took it away at Clemson. So he's got a knack for that. And I think that was certainly big. And then Anaya Smith, on a day where they couldn't pass the ball at all, he got really good separation. not only on the touchdown, but there was an earlier third down conversion. So they had like 37 total yards of offense in the first half, and 19 of them were to Anaya Smith. So I thought he performed pretty well. And then some of the guys, you know, Johnny Wilson's another guy who, you know, almost is a deference player at this point. So some guys positive. Jihad Campbell, positive. You know, he gets the sack early.
Yep.
Active. Had four tackles, I think. Now, Johnny played a little bit, Johnny Wilson, but he was out pretty quickly. I don't know. I he was out really quickly.
Yeah, real quick, John.
And then, you know, Trotter, Jeremiah Trotter played into the third quarter. I don't think that's a positive sign. Now, so did Campbell, but he was more in and out. I don't think that's a positive sign for Trotter. But we'll see.
Munden had a pretty good day, John.
Yeah, he was okay. And, you know, the corners, to me, were the same. It's like Adoree's like, you know, he gave up receptions, but he kept it in front of him. Keeley made a couple mistakes. Bennett's getting a little bit better as he gets closer to learning the defense. But I didn't see a lot of movement either way when it came to the corners. But, you know, Sidney Brown played as well, but didn't play as much. And obviously, Makuba, he was probably hurt by Makuba making plays. But I'll tell you what, not a productive week if you're going to be honest.
No,
against a 3-win football team.
You got your ass beat in practice, and you just got your ass beat in the preseason game. John, how you do anything is how you do everything. I don't think that's a positive thing for the Eagles. I know it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean they're not going to be a good team this year, but it's not an ideal week if you're the Birds.
No. And I think this shows you offensively. Defensively, I mean, they gave up six consecutive third downs to start the game, which I thought was bad.
Yeah.
But you know, you saw some good defensively, some bad mixed in. Offensively, it was just a you-know-what show. And I'm like, you know, this is what happens when you run. We've been talking about the vanilla offense. When you run the vanilla offense, but you don't have the great players, this is what it looks like. You know, you got to scheme somebody open. You got to do something. You got to help other players. This is what it looks like when you don't do anything. And you got a bunch of players who can't hold up. You have this kind of performance.
No doubt. John, let's go to Makuba. How much of a difference did he make today in this competition? We kind of were getting to a point, John, where we almost thought, okay, Sidney Brown's not in the clear, but he's way out in front. A lot of that was due to the practices and the game that Drew Makuba missed early. But you make two plays like that, John, and you prove you can take away the football. That's a valuable component to any defense, and they'd be willing to look past maybe some weaknesses if you're going to be able to create takeaways like that. How much did Makuba do today in reactivating that safety battle here in training camp?
Yeah, I think a lot, because that's how much turnovers mean. And, you know, the Eagles are losing a player who turned the football over a lot with CJ Gardner-Johnson. So, yeah, I mean, there's a knack to it, and that's the first thing that Nick said. He's got a knack to doing it. He did it in college. The Eagles expect him to do it. So I don't see the same knack from the other safeties. So, yeah, I think he reactivated it now. There's still the same concerns. You know, he's getting beat by bigger bodies. The play before that, he got beat. Mm-hmm. He was able – but that's a positive sign as well for a defense back to get beat and then be able to forget about it and go make a play, which he's been able to do and is is a positive as well. So a lot of good from Drew Makuba. Really, there's, like I said, I'm trying to think, all right, who played well today? And I came up with Makuba, Campbell, and which is – you know, Bun for the first and second round picks, and right, and then Anaya Smith on the offensive side. And then the other interesting thing I should note is Drew Kendall getting second team reps at left guard, which kind of came out of nowhere. Had not been doing that at practice, and all of a sudden he's out there for basically the entire second half playing left guard. which is an indication that A, Darren Kennard didn't exactly hit the ground running.
Right.
And he might be the guy now they're trying to get ready in case Landon Dickerson is not ready for week one. Because he started the game at center and then moved to left guard in the second half. Brett Toe started at left guard and then moved to center in the second half. So they flipped. But, you know, it's pretty evident to me that they don't want Brett playing left guard in a real game. So if Landon can't go, and by all indications, he's already out there dragging duffel bags and drinking beer a day after surgery. So he probably will be able to go, and this won't even be a conversation. But I thought it was notable that that was the first time. Now, I talked to Drew after the game. He said in the walkthrough, so yesterday, which we're not privy to, he did get some reps at left guard and was told by Stout that he might play there. So I thought that was notable in the second half. And there's not much notable. Everybody probably left by that point.
The second half was absolutely.
Hopefully people are watching the post-game show.
Yeah, well, they're watching it. We got a good viewership in here, so we appreciate everybody for being here. Don't forget to hit that like button. Don't forget to follow John on X at JF McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter. Give me a follow at Xander Krause. John, offensively, look, I don't think you can take a lot from the result, John. Most of these guys aren't going to be playing for the team anyway, but what do you take today? Who do you think was a bigger problem today, the quarterbacks or the offensive line? Because the quarterbacks were awful. The offensive line wasn't much better. It's tough to tell who has a bigger, you know, impact on the other one. Who do you think was worse today in the game, and you know, which caused the offense to only have 8.8 yards per drive, John, average today?
Well, if I have to pick one, I'd go slightly towards the offensive line.
Okay.
Because I don't think Brett played well. I don't think Trevor Keegan played well. But I have to watch the game again. That was my thought the first watch. And a lot of times, like Thompson Robinson's pick six, I mean, was a bad snap. You know, then he got murdered. And he threw the ball and it got picked off and it went the other way. So
it wasn't too bad of a snap, though. I mean, it was not great, but it was right here.
Well, it wasn't perfect. He should have got it. He should have corralled it. But then you have the part where he's getting murdered on back.
Yeah, he definitely got murdered.
So, you know, and then you saw with Kyle McCord, who same type of thing. I mean, you know, his calling card when he's playing well is accuracy, and he was not accurate because he was not comfortable with all the trash around him and at his feet. So by no means am I making excuses for the quarterbacks, because you don't have to worry about getting either of them through waivers, but maybe a little bit with Thompson Robinson, because you know, Chip Kelly's out in Vegas. I don't know if they need a third-string quarterback. I'm sure somebody needs a third-string quarterback. But they were not good either. But if I had to pick one, I don't think the offensive line played that well.
Do you think McCord is going to jump and make the team over DTR?
Yeah, I've always felt that because Howie drafted him.
Right.
But, you know, I mean – I wouldn't lose sleep over losing either of them at this stage.
No,
You know. So, but I think Howie will ultimately default to his draft choice.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. The clear positive today was Makuba. We talked about him a little bit, but you know, I think he's really, I don't know, is he the only thing of real substance to take from today's game? I know you got some of the other guys, and you're looking for what players can do, but Darius Cooper was nowhere to be found today.
I tell you, it was great. Braden Mann was great.
There you go.
Braden Mann. Always go to the punter when it's a bad game.
Yeah, right.
52 yards per punt, 44 net, 3 inside the 20, only 1. He had a 67-yard bomb that was perfect. That, you know, didn't even let him, because you're out kicking your covers at that point, but he kicked it off to the side.
Right.
So they couldn't do anything with it. So Braden Mann, how about that?
There you go. How many punts did he have today, John?
Seven.
Oh, gosh. Seven punts, man. The offense
52 yards per pop. You know what's also interesting? Ben Van Sumeren on kickoff returns.
Yeah, saw that.
That was kind of interesting.
What was up with that? That's not a realistic option, is it? No.
No, but they want to show off how good of an athlete he is. So I guess they were giving him a shot. Montrell Johnson, a little bit. You know, he was back and at running back now. He's going to be on the practice squad, but he's got a little bit of juice, I would say. You know, the receivers were at the mercy of the offensive line and quarterbacks. I said that on the pregame show.
Yes, you did.
You were talking about Cooper. And
Cooper, God, you said that after last preseason game when I said Darius Cooper, and you said, well, let's see who his quarterbacks are for the rest of the
season. Yeah. And he started today, but you wouldn't know it. He had one target and no receptions. Not his fault. I mean, if you have nobody who can get you the football, there's not much you can do as a wide receiver.
John, what was the weather like today? I read a report that Makuba came to the sideline yakking everything up. I'm like, whoa,
it
must have been.
It was hot. It's hot. It's humid. So I did notice that. The people that were here, I've never seen it before on the side of the stadium where the sun was. They moved out of the second deck and up to the third deck with the shade. Mm. So it must have been pretty uncomfortable. But, you know, it was a lot of empty seats, so normally you can't do that.
Sometimes people will move all the way over to the one side as well. John, did you see any improvement today from Jihad Campbell, week one preseason to week two? I think he did some things today, but I actually saw that I think he's actually improving, and which is a good sign because this is a learning intensive offseason for him. First year in this system, first year in the NFL. I thought he improved week one to week two. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I think he, he had the sack on the third play of the game.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a blitz, John.
Yeah, and that was from the second level. Yeah. So you can see some of his athleticism, but he also was pretty busy. He ended up, I think, with four tackles. So it wasn't like it was just nothing on top of that. So, yeah, I thought he did a pretty nice job. There are a couple issues in coverage as there have been in camp. Dylan Gabriel was pretty hot early until the Makuba interception. And he made some nice throws. I was impressed by him early. He's really small. He looked better here than he did in practice. And he made some tight window throws and then kind of got a little bit shook by the interception, I think. But the Browns converted six consecutive, like I said, first third downs to start the game. And he was just kind of picking them apart underneath. But the Eagles are playing vanilla on purpose, so they'll always default to that, which they are. But Myles Garrett ain't out there either. You know, bottom line is their backups beat the you-know-what out of the Eagles' backups.
Yeah, right. John, a couple more questions before I let you run here, brother. Edge rushers, you see anything good, bad, and different? What'd you see from them today?
Well, Ojulari got a sack, so that's going to resonate with people.
Can't set the edge very well, but he did have a nice sack.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't think the defense played well, which is a little bit more disturbing because there are a bunch of could-be starters. I wouldn't say would-be, could-be starters, because Sidney played, Drew played, Keeley played, Bennett played, Adoree played, Campbell played, Trott played, so – basically everywhere but the front, where, again, Jalix didn't play, Nolan didn't play, obviously Jordan, Jalen, Moro didn't play. So the back seven, basically, other than Reed Blankenship, am I missing? That's it. Everybody else played.
Yeah.
So –
and Bond, I get. Well, if you
count Bond, but he's been out. So I didn't count him. So.
Hmm. secondary no good, Johnny Mac. We'll see. All right, John, last couple questions here. The three corners right now that are battling for the spot, rank them.
George Jackson, one. Corian Bennett, two. Kaylee Ringo, three.
Oh, my goodness. The fall from grace right now for Kaylee Ringo. Hopefully it stops. John, safety.
Now, he did start today, Kaylee Ringo. So
no, he did.
It was Adore Jackson, Kaylee Ringo, and then Ja'Korian rotated in from there. But I think because of being here late and because of the ramp up here, I get the feeling that he is closing the gap pretty quickly. But Adore, I'll tell you something else. Adore broke down the pregame huddle, so I think that's a positive sign as well.
Yeah.
It's obviously, you know, that's something Jalen Hurts will do in probably week one. That's something an entrenched player does now.
Right.
They're not playing a bunch of it, but he was the guy who broke down the pregame huddle.
John, safeties. You think it's going to be Makuba? You think this goes a long way and maybe up, you know, upending it? What'd you see from Sydney today, and where do you have that?
I don't think it's necessarily because, you know, Drew's still got to prove that, you know, that play-to-play consistency. And I do think once they watch those turnovers, they're not like – that. Some turnovers you're making a play, right, like Reed Blankenship diving interception against right. Jordan Love in Brazil. That's – you're making a play. Some, you're Johnny on the spot. That was the fumble. You know, Drew was there, Johnny on the spot. It's all good, but, you know, it's not.
Yeah, right.
It's so
weighted a little differently as opposed to making it happen.
Yeah. So those are kind of some of the things they'll look at. But, you know, I think the consistency of Sydney throughout the camp, he's still slightly ahead. But, you know, if he keeps turning it over, they're gonna make that change. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
How likely do you think it is, or unlikely, for Jahad Campbell to be the week one starter?
Boy, I'm starting to lean towards it more likely than not. And the fact that Trotter played into the third quarter, I don't think is a positive thing in this environment for a player that has had a pretty good camp.
Yeah, right.
And then you just look at, I mean, the guy's unbelievable physically. So it becomes a point where, all right, we're going to sit this guy, or, you know, you're going to live through the growing pains, the startup costs. But he's, you know, he's got rare athleticism, and he makes things difficult for people because of his length. And, you know, coming from that second level, it's like, again, you know, he's mainly going to be dealing with, you know, you do a great job picking it up, all right, maybe an offensive lineman will stone him. But if he gets to the running back, it's like, good luck. You know, there's no running backs who are stopping him. So it's going to be tough to keep him off the field.
No doubt about it. Johnny Mac, your final thoughts on this preseason game number two. They go to 1-1 in the preseason. Not that it matters at all. I think you're more looking at players than outcomes in these games. But the Birds got beat up by the Browns this week, John. That's my takeaway. I'm including the week in this. Your final thoughts before we let you run, brother.
Yeah, I won't go that far because, like I said, on day one, the inside zone killed the Browns. So there was some positive, but overall, I'll tone it down, and I'll say it was not a productive week for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yep. I think it was a more productive week for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, for sure.
And that's not positive.
No, that's not a positive thing. Johnny Mac, great show tonight, brother. Appreciate you doing it. Get home safe. Eagles are off tomorrow. Back on the practice field on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week with a preseason game next Friday night. Johnny Mac, we'll catch you on Monday, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, there's Johnny Mac, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town, checking in here on the Jacob Post Game Show, a special preseason edition, everybody. The Eagles moved to 1-1 in the preseason, and a bad, a putrid, an ugly showing today. That was an awful game. That was as tough to watch as it gets. That was an ugly game, guys. That was an ugly game. All right. But good takeaways from Johnny Mac for sure. So I'll take a couple more comments. I'll make sure I get some super chats. We got no more super chats, so all good on that front. I'll take a couple more comments, and then we'll get out of Dodge here. I just want to make sure I've got to do some production on the air, everybody. You guys are now used to me giving you production on the air, so I appreciate that very much. But I got to pull Johnny Mac's segment and post that up on the channel. All right, so just give me 1 second. We'll do that little production on the air, and then I'll take a couple comments from you guys to get out of Dodge, all right, to get out of, and before we get out of Dodge here tonight. So big shout out to everybody for being here. It's always good when the Eagles are on the football field. I said it on the pregame show. We only get maximum 23 or 24 games maximum for an Eagles season. That includes preseason. That includes playoffs. That includes wild card. That includes potential Super Bowl. Maximum 24 games is the most amount of games you can possibly have for a team. So that's not that many. You know, when they're on, I'm going to watch them and I'm going to enjoy it. I don't really care how ugly it is. It's better than the alternative. All right. So that's the takeaway from today. All right. 1 second here. All right. Good stuff. Now I can pull it. Okay. All right. Digging Dave says, no way Campbell starts over Trott. We'll see what happens, man. Remember, they did spend a first-round pick on Campbell, so their desire in-house is probably to go to Campbell. Doesn't mean they will right away, but that's where they want to go to. Deshae says, why does John say that shit like Joe Barry doesn't know how to pick talent? Deshae, I'm not sure what you mean. DM says, and promote Darius Cooper to wide receiver, and whoever we trade for can be the opposite side cornerback. What are you saying? You trade Dotson? I'm not sure what they would do, or I don't think they're moving on from Dotson just yet, but I hear where you're coming from. Twiz the Jig, it says, deaf ugly, but Makuba and Jacoria made some plays, which is encouraging. I agree, Twiz. I'm with you on that front. Makuba's the most – look, Makuba's the best part of the day today, okay? Makuba is the best part of the day today. There's no other way to slice it. So it's a bad day for Sid Vicious. I'm sorry to you, Brian Pumper. Makuba was the best part of the day today. That's a good thing. But outside of that, pretty ugly, folks. Pretty, pretty ugly, folks. So that's the takeaways from the game today. Okay, that's the takeaways from the game today. Pretty boring game. If you didn't watch it, you didn't miss much other than one of 24 times our Eagles could grace the field this year, which means I'm always going to be in my seat when that happens. But Makuba is the winner. Losers, quarterbacks, losers. You know, so I don't know. JH says, Reed, Mitchell, Coop, Bond, entire first defensive line didn't play. That makes a difference. Well, no shit, JH. J-Mac said, Sid still the starter. Xander, open your ears. What the hell, Bumper? You also hit. Wait, Brian, did you open your ears when I had him ranked to cornerbacks, Brian? One, Adoree Jackson. Number two, Jacorian Beignets. Number three, Keely Bingo. Open your ears, Pumper. Open your ears. Paul says, Trotter and Munden make N'Kobe Dean expendable. I agree, Paul. Wonder if Howie regrets the big contract for Zach Bond as Campbell will be his replacement. It's possible. It is possible. Brian says, Adoree Jackson, number one, invalidates his list. Okay, Pump. Pump, you don't know ball, bro. Come on, Pump. You don't know ball, bro. Come on, Pump. Let me look. I got some books over here. How's this one? Take your eye off the ball, Pumper. That's a nice little book. That's a nice little book. Maybe we can teach Brian Pumper a couple of things. Maybe we can teach Brian Pumper a couple of things. All right. Crowley says, Makuba is a playmaker. You have to play him. We need a playmaker. I agree, dude. I agree. And Makuba showed that today, Crowley. Look, some people call it luck. Some people call it circumstance. Whatever. You make plays. He was around the ball today, made two plays on a defense that didn't make many. Okay. JH says, Jacob Sports has become clickbait. What are you talking about? You're watching a show titled Eagles vs. Browns preseason game full recap. We brought on a reporter from the stadium, and we've analyzed the game through and through. What are you talking about, JH? Like, is it what you want to hear? Oh, do you need a binky, JH? You need a binky? Sound like a nerd. Probably not the right channel for you, dog. It's all good, man. It's all good. Hey, listen. You know, this channel's not meant for everybody. We're meant for real ones. This isn't for the faint of heart, JH. That need to be stroked and pet. Oh, my gosh. Your team got destroyed this whole week by the Browns, but everything is okay. JH. Shoo, fly. Xander Lyon, that book has never been opened. B-Pump! Look, I just shit on B-Pump. You don't see him crying, JH. Gosh. Yeah, JH. Jacob used to be worth something. Thanks for telling me how to run my business. Get lost. When you got a channel, I'll come check it out. Reggie says, Dean can't stay healthy. You know, Pump, let's analyze this together. Yo, Pump, let's look at this thing together, dude. Pump, you're not going to believe this shit, Pump. Pump, you will not even believe this book when you see it. This thing is legitimately right off the shelf, my guy. There's not a bent crevice. There's nothing on this book, dude. This book has legit. Look, it doesn't even open easy. You gotta like pull it open. I think I wrote this thing off of my taxes. This thing is done. This thing has never been peeped at. Oh, Brian Pumper. Brian Pumper. J.H. Doesn't even have DNA on it. You hate to say it, DS. You hate to say it. J.H. now proceeding to cry in the chat. Love you, J.H. You know I love you. You know I love you, kid. You know you're coming back on Monday. Don't even lie to me, JH. Don't lie to me. I'll see you Monday, sir. Have a good day. I will catch you Monday. All right. That's pretty good. All right, everybody. I love all you guys, man. Great show today. Great stuff from Johnny Mac. Great stuff from everybody in the chat today. Not great stuff from the Eagles on the football field, but overall, you get a win in Mukuba. You get a win in Mukuba. I think that's what you want. You know, or at least that's what you take. You can take it. So positive in that regard, but overall, still plenty of things to do, plenty of places to go. We will continue to analyze it, break it all down as the offseason continues to unfold. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Jack, thank you, brother. JH, you know I love you. See you Monday, my friend. DM, thank you, brother. Philly Don, Jacob Sports, number one for everything Eagles. Philly Don, love you, brother. Appreciate you. Reggie, thanks for being here. Paul Mancini, thanks for being here. Curtis, thank you, brother. I appreciate you. DS, Twiz the Jig is in here. Brian Pumper, thank you, Pump. Abe, thank you, Abe. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Jay Rizzle. Thank you, everybody. Senor's in here as well. All right. And Danielle Berry. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate all you guys. Theo, good to see you, brother. Anybody I missed, I didn't mean to miss you. I appreciate each and every one of you. Eagles lose today and close out a week where the Browns beat the shit out of them. Sorry, folks. Not good. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES. Eagles.